You're listening to Idaho Matters. Rose Mauling is a decorative painting that adds colorful embellishments to things like wooden platters, containers, and furniture of Norwegian homes. Immigrants came to the United States with their most precious possessions stored in these hand-painted trunks. And on this edition of Expressive Idaho, we hear from Joanne Holstrand, a rose mauler in Boise who's carrying on this painting tradition. She received the 2020 Governor's Award in the Arts by the Idaho Commission on the Arts for excellence in folk and traditional arts. She has mentored 5 students through the Idaho Commission on the Arts Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program. Producer Arlie Samir brings us her story.
I like the colors, and I like that you can paint on everything. I'm Joanne Jacqueline Holstrand. I do the Norwegian art called rose mauling and live in Boise, Idaho. It is a decorative type of painting. And a lot of the homes in Norway, there wasn't much as far as decorative things. It was more practical things. Most of Norway is land that they raise their cattle and raise their crops. They use every ounce of land that they can. Of course, many of them left. They couldn't support their family with the land. It was pretty prominent between 1750 and 1850. The immigrants all came with their trunks from Norway. And that is just a treasure if you were fortunate enough to have somebody's trunk like your grandmother. I am Norwegian, speak the language, and we lived on a farm in Wisconsin, but did not have much extra. And I only know of maybe 2 families in that area that had a piece of rose mauling. And we just, ooh. I fell in love with it right away. There was something about it, I think, and being able to create. I chose the Telemark style. Sigmund Arnset, who's a rose mauler from Norway, Valdres, he said, Joanne, you are free-flowing, so I want you to do Telemark. I started in oil, and I still love oil, but mostly acrylic now. And then you have the palette paper, of course, so when you want to mix the color or kind of practice on there, then it makes it nice. Let's see, the center there. It has to have a root where it all begins, but it all has to connect. And that's the hardest part, actually. In Telemark, you use the black as the inner lining. Then you can go with a red on the inside and then light on the outside. So you have to have water. Gotta have your brushes. And I start with... Let me see. Maybe I'll make this a green, I guess. And you just pull your brush in the color, kind of like that. Then back to the green again, and now the light color on the outside. And it's just making sure that you have your brush loaded right. Then you can use a stem here and put a little flower there. Each one, the stroke work is a little different. The colors are a little different, and which is good when you think about it. You wouldn't want it all to be the same. I have gone away from, once in a while, from the traditional colors, which is red, black, green, ochre, and maybe a little white, blue. I love that it means something, you know, the family. Everything goes with it. At least I feel that way. My thought was, this is our home. this is what we like. This is what I want the children to grow up with. I've done a trunk for each one. It makes you feel good when you're painting. You know, just being open and honest with it and not doing it because everybody's doing it, but doing because you love it.
Expressive Idaho is produced in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts, Folk and Traditional Arts Program, with funding support from Dr. Suzanne Allen and the National Endowment for the Arts. For pictures of Joanne's paintings, go to our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.